It's election day in Alberta with Danielle Smith's United Conservative Party fighting to win a second consecutive majority government, while Rachel Notley's NDP is trying to regain the government it lost in 2019. Here are the latest developments. All times are MT. 11 p.m. Alberta's health minister has lost his seat in the constituency of Calgary Varsity. Jason Copping lost to the NDP's Luanne Metz, who is a doctor, medical researcher and professor at the University of Calgary. Copping became health minister after Tyler Chandro resigned in 2021 and later moved to the justice portfolio. Copping held onto the cabinet position when Danielle Smith replaced Jason Kenney as UCP leader and premier last year. _ 10:55 p.m. Municipal Affairs Minister Rebecca Schultz has been re-elected in her constituency of Calgary Shaw. Schultz was Minister of Children's Services under former Premier Jason Kenney and was moved to the municipal portfolio when Danielle Smith won the United Conservative leadership and became Premier in October. Schultz also ran against Smith for the UCP leadership. _ 10:40 p.m. A United Conservative Party candidate who compared transgender students to feces in food has won the Lacombe-Panoka seat in the Alberta legislature. Earlier this month, audio surfaced of Jennifer Johnson telling a group that the province's high-ranking education system counts for little set against the issue of transgender students, comparing their presence to a batch of cookies laced with feces. UCP leader Danielle Smith condemned the remarks and said Johnson would not sit in the party caucus if she won. However, Smith has also said, when referring to Johnson, that she believes in second chances. _ 10:35 p.m. Some United Conservative Party cabinet ministers have won their seats. Education Minister Adriana won in Red Deer North and Matt Jones, the Minister of Affordability and Utilities, retained his seat in Calgary Southeast. Rick Wilson, the Minister of Indigenous Relations, won in Meskwatchies-Wetaskiwin, while Nate Horner, Minister of Agriculture, won in Drumheller-Stettler. _ 10:17 p.m. Alberta's Mental Health and Addictions Minister has lost his seat in Calgary-Currie. Nicholas Milliken, with the United Conservative Party, lost to the NDP's Janet Aramenko. _ 10:15 p.m. The leader of the Green Party of Alberta has lost in Edmonton Rutherford. Jordan Wilkie lost to NDP candidate Jody Callahoo Stonehouse. _ 9:55 p.m. Alberta NDP leader Rachel Notley has been re-elected as the legislature member for Edmonton Strathcona. Notley rode the Orange Wave to victory in 2015, toppling the Progressive Conservatives after 44 years in power in Alberta. Her 2015 win was aided by vote splitting between the governing Progressive Conservatives and the opposition Wildrose Party. The PCs and Wildrose joined forces to create the United Conservative Party in 2017 and under Jason Kenney captured a majority in 2019. _ 9:40 p.m. The Canadian press has called a United Conservative victory in 8 constituencies. A few of those ridings were affected by the wildfires in Alberta. Residents in Drayton Valley, Devon and West Yellowhead outside Edmonton were forced to leave their homes earlier this month. Peace River in northern Alberta was also affected by wildfire. _ 9:36 p.m. United Conservative leader Danielle Smith has been re-elected as the legislature member for Brooks Medicine Hat. She won the seat in a by-election in November, more than 7 years after she left the Alberta legislature. Smith called the by-election shortly after she won the leadership race to replace Jason Kenney as United Conservative Party leader and premier in October. She has been dogged during the election campaign by past comments, including comparing those who took the COVID-19 vaccine to followers of Adolf Hitler. A report that came mid-campaign from the Ethics Commissioner also concluded that Smith undermined the rule of law by pressuring her justice minister to end a criminal court case of a COVID-19 protester. _ 9:10 p.m. Early results in the Alberta election show the NDP was holding strong in Edmonton while the UCP was leading in most rural ridings. Calgary is still a toss-up in with razor-thin margins in many seats. _ 8:45 p.m. Alberta's United Conservatives jumped out to a lead over the NDP in early returns tonight in what has been forecast to be a tight race in the provincial election. Advance polls set a record of more than 758,000 votes cast, eclipsing the previous record of more than 700,000 in 2019. _ 8 p.m. Polls have closed in Alberta in an election expected to be a nail-biter finish between the United Conservative Party and the NDP. Both the UCP's Danielle Smith and the NDP's Rachel Notley have been premier and leaders of the official opposition. Advance polls suggest voter turnout will be heavy. This report by the Canadian Press was first published May 29, 2023. The Canadian Press.